My name's Nicole Petulski. My debut album is out. It's called You Wanna Know About Me.
Doors closed, alarm is on, house is empty, everyone has gone. What you gonna do now?
15 years of a kind of constant dance of, should I be a professional musician or should it be a hobby? What's a reasonable dream?
Hear them come up the stairs. You're still screaming and nobody hears.
It was an now or never moment. It was, what would I feel proud of myself for? And so I took myself away to the beach for a few days. And I really just kind of sat in meditation and just listened and wrote, and over and over and over again, the message that was super clear to me was just invest in your music. It is now or never. I'm a thinker. And I love to analyze and strategize. And it's not that I'm not an emotional being, I absolutely am, but it's not my first go-to. I can tell you more about my feelings than feel my feelings. And these songs are me feeling my feelings. So in my family, I have, you know, I'm the one who would sit and listen to the old people and tape record them and, you know, get them to tell me more and more stories about growing up. And I was home visiting, and all of my great aunts were card readers. And there was one particular aunt who, she'd lay out the cards, but she didn't really look at them. She just would kind of like glaze over them and then tell you something that was about to happen. She was the one who taught everyone. She was the teacher of how to read the cards. And she learned from her mother. And I said, where did her mother learn? And she said, well, when her mother was a young woman, she borrowed her parents' car that was had a rumble seat, which was what the trunk opened up into a seat. And so it was like a bench, almost like riding on a tailgate, safety-wise. And these four women rode out to the edge of town in the rumble seat car to visit the town psychic.
Got the rumble seat rolling by.
And the psychic read all the three friends' cards, but turned to my aunt's mother and said, you come back tomorrow by yourself. So they leave, and they drive home, and the car was hit by a train. And the three women died. And the only woman that survived is who the psychic said to come back tomorrow.
Me and the girls, we just gotta know.
And so soon thereafter, she did go back and she learned how to read cards, and then she became the town reader. And so the song is a, like in the old tradition of 80s country music storytelling, like each verse takes you to the moment where the car is hit by the train.
By the time I saw the train, it was far too late. Those girls were in the air, flying towards their fate. I started running from the dead on the railroad track. I got to Marie's house. She said I knew you'd be back. You say you're leaving, saying goodbye. You're sick of wasting your precious time.
I'd leave too if I were you.
My aunt, my mom's sister, was in love with the neighbor boy when she was a little kid. Like, she had the biggest crush on the neighbor boy when she was 10, and he was like 15. And he would always tell her, Lori, when you grow up, when you're an adult, we'll get married. I just know it. Well, he got his high school girlfriend pregnant, and he came to Aunt Lori when she was in high school, or I guess she was like 14 at that time, and said, I'm going to marry my girlfriend. When that child graduated from high school, he said to his wife, my responsibility is done and I'd like a divorce. And he drove to my Aunt Lori's house and said, I want to be with you. And she broke up with her partner and they got married. Well, as you can imagine, his wife of 18 years, it was a very contentious divorce. They had to have an auctioneer come, and they had to buy their own things back from the auctioneer. I mean, it was just like textbook awful divorce. So anyhow, I gotta write a song about that. You know, you laughed at me like I'm a fool at our auction buying my own tools. You know, then of course I have my relationship with Clark that lasts for several years. We have two kids, we split up, and I asked him to come sing on my album, and he laughed and said of course he would. These songs for me come from a place of oh my god, it's so cheesy, but it's like they're from my heart. Like from my heart and from the part of me that's like beyond me.
Mama had me on a traveling train. We never slowed down. I never complained. I just waved goodbye, changed my name, and learned all the rules of the game.
For me, it really is, it is a blend of folk, which is more of a call to action, and country is more storytelling. Blues has an incredible emotional content, and some bits of gospel where there's just this longing for, you know, salvation. So I end up saying like cross genre, country Americana, folk blues, country blues. But country is my heart.
I saw you with that woman on Saturday night. I didn't get jealous. She wasn't my type, but I'm sick to death of all your lies. I was born in the evening, but it wasn't last night now. Don't you cry, can't always be strong. I ain't made out of steel, made out of bone, and I break.
I don't have a vision of playing in every bar in Portland, every bar in the United States, every venue in the United States. I can't do that. I want to have a deep, meaningful relationship with my kids, so that's not possible. Could I will my way into a bunch of venues? I bet you I could. But that's not what I want to do anymore. What I want to do now is I want to be very strategic about where I play and how often so that I have a solid relationship with my kids. I want to write more music. Like, honestly, what I really love being is a songwriter. I love being on stage. I love it so much. I love performing. I love writing. I love telling the stories.